Praise God. It is a pleasure now to introduce Ernie Anderson. He's, you know, can't believe we're still around, aren't we? You know what I mean? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And it is such a joy. You know, he pastored in Doncaster. I was were you at Denton at one time, weren't you? Then you came over to Denton, Manchester, then came over to Doncaster, I think, was it? Bible College. I remember Bible College. That was when I was really in trouble then, you know. And then, oh yes, I forgot, Miss Chesterfield out. Then was it Rotherham? There you go. I saw that. But praise God, you know. He's been a great encouragement, both he and his wife, over the years. And I thank God for them, for knowing them. You know, these are fathers in the kingdom of God, and we can learn from them. You know, and we need fathers around us. But it is so lovely for you to be here with us. We are delighted, and I just want you to come and to share what the Lord has given to you and have such freedom in that anointing that God has given you, and just minister to the people as the Lord leads you. Amen.
Well, it's lovely to see such a good crowd out on a Sunday afternoon instead of having a siesta. But to be here to hear the good word of God. As I sat there, I felt the Lord gave me a word for us all. For me, something is never spoken into my life before about. And I think it will be something that will register in you and help you in your relationship with God. Because that is the most important thing, for you to have a vital, vibrant relationship with God. Because out of that stems everything else. God showed to me that we all have a mind. Whether we all use it is another thing. A mind, a heart, and a will. So we're all on the same level. But when we come into God, to a relationship with Him, He wants to open our minds, our hearts, and our will completely, so that He might be able to achieve His eternal purposes in our lives. And God showed me that the mind and heart and will are like three wounds where they must receive things that are given by God if they are going to come to pass. He gives to the mind revelation, understanding concerning Himself and concerning His Word. And if you ask God to open your mind, He will reveal things to you personally that you need to grasp, hold on to. But then the heart is also a womb that's got to be filled with desire. Right kind of desire, passion, love. And God wants to come into the womb of our hearts and make us pregnant. I hope you're all pregnant today. Pregnant with the passion and a love for God. So what is revealing to the mind, the heart says, I'm going to receive that. I'm going to desire what God wants for me. That's the next stage. Pregnancy in the mind, pregnancy in the heart. You see, God wants a pregnant church in intake. Every one of you receiving daily thoughts from God relative to you, what He wants of you, what He desires, and you equally saying, Lord, will You birth in me the desire for the things You're showing me? But you see, lots of people here see, hear, and desire lots of things, but they don't make anything of their lives. Do you know where the breakdown is? It's in the will. God has given you a will. And into the womb of your will, at the simultaneous revelation and desire, he wants to put his strength, his power, so that you can perform and do what he's revealing to you. So it's no longer you, it's God working in you, his great pleasure. As I sat there, that's what God showed to me. I can sit down now. Yes. So take that with you. So this week, say, Lord, open my mind, open my heart. Open. You can do it for somebody else and you can do it for me. What he reveals, say, I'm going to desire, because God desires. Say, God desires nothing but the best for you. Amen. Nothing but the best. And he wants to give you this week. So this next week, I say to people, may this next week be the best week of your life. If I say nothing more this afternoon, may God give you all the best week of your life.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
You'll touch a new way of life. You'll enter into something bigger and better. And life will never be the same again. From September the 20th, 2015. Are you prepared to believe that?
Yes.
Are you prepared to believe that?
Thank you, Lord.
You know, my wife, you may know, she looks fantastic this afternoon. Just over 4 months ago, she went through the most horrid experience of her life. I think she ate something that was not good for her, food poisoning, and as a result, she was utterly, I mean this, utterly zapped of all her energy. She's been like a tornado in my life. She has. What she hasn't done is nobody's business. She's been a workaholic and never been a problem. Always industrious. But you know, she was reduced to total impotency. I've seen her sat on the settee just looking with no energy whatsoever. That's disturbing. It is really disturbing. And I had to become a good husband. I've done stuff this past 4 months I've never done in my life. I've had to prove my love as a husband. Give myself unreservedly to all kinds of... I've enjoyed it. But she sat there and quietly, I must be honest, she's never complained one little bit. Somehow the Lord was with her. We couldn't understand it. Sometimes, you see, things happen to us that we don't always understand, even though we're a big believer in God. God allows things. And all that he's trying to do is develop trust in us. Though we can't understand, we say, I'm still going to believe, Lord, whatever. And so this went on for 2 months. He went to the doctors. They didn't seem to get around it. And so my son has a house in France. We went there for a fortnight. We had a horrific time. And we're glad he came back. And then a lady doctor said, I'm going to attend to your case. Look at it. And in a wonderful way, this past two months, God has completely renewed her.
Hallelujah.
Don't tell me it can't happen. From a state of impotency and weakness, she's not the same woman today. God has really done it. And you know, when she went to the doctor, she had to go for a scan. She had to have all the blood tests. And the doctor said, finally, when all the stuff had come back, She said, you had five major things wrong with you, with your liver. She said, I'm glad to tell you four of them have completely cleared up and the other one's nearly cleared up. I don't know what it's all been about, but I know that our faith has been quickened.
Yes.
We're not worse off. We've had to trust through that whole thing. And I just believe that God has got something bigger on his agenda. Amen. You see, I want to talk about that because God's got something big on his agenda for your life today. I never thought, I was saved 70 years ago. That's a long time. And 60 years ago as now, I went into the ministry just as a 22-year-old, just being married a year. We had to give up our home, go into a... I know what it's all like being a student, married a year, and then having to go and leave my wife for 2 years. I know all that kind of... God put us through our testings. But... you know, he's brought us through. I never thought... I used to sit as a teenager in Doncaster Church. We used to have a fabulous church, nearly 300 strong then, in my teenage years. They had 12 men on oversight, very wonderful men, they're very strong men, but they were good men. I always admired them. May not have always agreed with them, but they were downright... good men, they were. I loved them. I grew up with them. I never thought, as I sat there, and some of you sat here, okay, what God got for my life. I never thought as a teenager, one day I'd be pastoring this church.
Yes.
Doncaster. I always say Doncaster. I don't say Donny.
No.
It's a bit rough for me. It's always Doncaster. I've got a secret thing in my heart. I'll tell you something. You know, I believe Jesus is coming again. I believe we're going caught up to heaven. We're going to be rewarded whilst the earth goes through its difficulties. Then Jesus Christ is coming back to earth. He's going to rule the earth, did you know? Never mind the ISIS. We look beyond all that's happening today because Jesus is coming. And he's going to rule the whole earth. And I've got a secret longing. And he says, Lord, when I come back, I want to be Lord Mayor of Doncaster. I've loved Doncaster all my life. So I don't know whether he's going to give it me, but there it is. When I look at the race course, you know, some pleasant memories come to mind. Because when I was pastor, I came pastor Doncaster in the early 1970s. And in 1972, I came back after being on holiday, and we'd had a missioner who used to do open-air missions at the seafront. And while we're in North Wales, my youngest boy went to that open-air and gave his heart to Jesus. And the man came to speak on the Thursday night at Doncaster whilst there was away. And he said, oh, I would have liked to have seen Ernest. He said, tell him I'm down at the race course. We're having an open air in the race course on Saturday afternoon, the big St. Leger day. So I couldn't miss it. I came to the race course, not to bet. And there in the open air ring, there were about 30 people all in this big ring. And as I'm looking round, I see a young fella there. And I thought, I used to work with you as a teenager at the Doncaster Plant Works. I've not seen you for years. So he looked at me. He thought, I know him. So when the open air was over, he came to me. And I went to him. Do you know what he said to me? He said, no, I worked at the plant works with you. I wasn't a Christian. But I went into the merchant navy after you left the plant works. I got converted. And wherever I've gone or over the world, I've talked about you. You never know, friends. Do you? We are called to live our lives. Do what is pleasing to God.
Yes.
And God will turn up trumps.
Yes, hallelujah.
God wants you to have a great time whilst you're alive.
Yes, amen.
To enjoy Him.
Yes.
To enjoy fellowship. I enjoy, do you know, I've never broken bread like that, Andrew. I think it's the best one I've been in for. That was fabulous. Fellowship. That's what it's all about. You're not looking at people's back of the head. See how many hairs they've got if they haven't got any. No. We're here to relate.
Yes.
To enjoy one another's company.
Yes.
To pray for one another. Believe for one another. That some of the most exciting things are yet to happen in your life. Amen and amen. Come on. Get the amen in you. When something good is said, amen, I believe that, Lord. That's going to happen in my life. 2 Chronicles 25. There's a story there about a king in Judah called the name of Amaziah. He came to the throne, and he was quite a good guy. He put a lot of things in order, and God was pleased with him. And then he built up the military force in Judah, 300,000 men he equipped and everything else. He thought, I'm going to fight against the Edomites. But he made a mistake, like we all do. He made a mistake. He thought, I will hire an extra 100,000 men from Israel to come alongside so we'll really make a good job of the thing. And he paid them 100 talents of silver for doing so. When God heard it, saw it, he sent his prophet to him and said, Amaziah, you've made a real mistake there. Lining up with Israel, they don't have any time for me. Watch who you link up with, friends. And not always, you've got to watch your associations. He said, don't have anything to do with them. And Amaziah said, when he thought of what God was saying, well, what's going to happen to the 100 talents of silver that I've spent? I like the words of the prophet, and this is where I'm taking the text out of context. And I want you to get hold of this afternoon. I believe this is what God wants. He says, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. The Lord is able to give you much more than this. Whatever you've had in your life is nothing in comparison to what the Lord wants to do for you at this time.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
So you've got to get your believing shoes on.
Yes. Amen.
You've got to say, I'm going to be different. From September the 20th, having been to intake, and by the way, as I was listening last night to the brother pray and say about what's going to happen here, I thought, what a lovely name, intake. As you take in all that God has got for you and share it with the folks in intake, they will take in all that you give and they will come and partake and be part of this fellowship. It's us sharing what God is giving to us. If we've got nothing, we'll not be able to give nothing. But God, thank God, His treasuries upstairs are always full. And out of the vast treasury, He wants to bless you beyond measure. I hope we can stand it. He wants to bless you beyond measure. The Lord, what's 100 talents of silver in comparison to the Almighty who is able to perform miraculous things? The Old Testament prophets believed God, do you? Jeremiah, sometimes he was a pain in the neck, but he did get some things right. I love the song in 1980 come out, "Nothing is too difficult for thee." You remember that? Over 35 years old. Nothing, Jeremiah said, it's too difficult for you. So God wants to broaden your horizons this afternoon. Wants to take the chains off your thinking. Wants to do something inside of you where you say, I'm never going to be the same again since I've been in that church. I've heard something that's revolutionary and going to revolution my life. Nothing. I want to be like Jeremiah saying, Lord, every day of my life, nothing is too difficult for you. And even Job went through a tough time. But he came out of it in Job 42 and he said, I know that thou canst do everything. I know that thou canst do everything. The angel said to Mary when she was told she was going to carry the form of Christ, how can this be? With God, all things are possible. Say it with me this afternoon. With God, all things are possible. Get it into the womb of your mind, into the womb of your heart, into the womb of your will. Say, and the next period of my life is going to be the most exciting, the most dramatic, the most dynamic period of my experience. And it's an 83-year-old man that's telling you. It's an old man that's telling you. But I've been renewed. Hallelujah. I tell the young ones I can give them a run for the money. Yeah, with God, all things. And Paul says to the Ephesians, says, unto him who is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we can ask or even think. Yes. Hallelujah. I ain't in that mood this afternoon. Say, Lord, from this day forward, I want to believe for everything. I want to start believing for things I've never believed for before. I want a testimony. So when you come together, everybody's got something to say. Because something is happening dramatically in this church. Yes, God is in the business of giving much more. Do you know God is loaded? He's loaded. He keeps on giving and never loses anything. It's supernatural. So don't think you're going to skink God by what you'll get from him. No, friends. He wants a family of sons and daughters that are going to show his great goodness on a front they have he's never known before. So cheer up. He wants to give much more with regard to your faith and assurance. You may say, Pastor, I don't know if I've got any faith at all. Well, you're in the right place to receive it. God is the author of faith. His word is the author of faith. I read my Bible every year. I've read it over 70 times. More than that. Sometimes read it twice. I never get tired of reading the scriptures. Because the scriptures have the ability not only to reveal but to inspire, to cause me to believe. God speaks out of his word and causes you to say, I can believe for that. Seems impossible, but if God says it, I believe it. As Smith Wigglesworth says, it'll happen. Hallelujah. And you know, cheer up. Abram was 75 when he got started. If you think you're a bit old, you're not as old as Abram was, 75. And then he got his first major miracle when he was 100. Some of us still got some way to go yet, haven't we? Believe in God, friends. That's where things happen. That's where things take place. It doesn't matter how big your bank balance is. The balances of God are bigger than your bank balance. Whatever you've got is nothing in comparison to him. And as you exercise a sweet trust like Abram, God said to Abram, I love this. Genesis 12. Abram, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you all the days of your life. And I'm going to bless everybody else through you. I'm glad I'm not a pain in the neck. Are you?
Amen.
I'm determined to be a blessing. Not waiting for people to come to bless me, but me to bless them.
Amen.
That's what I put on Facebook this tomorrow morning. You've got a telephone, use it. Don't expect people just to be ringing you to bless you. Come on, get something inside of you. You can't do anything else but ring somebody else and say, I'm praying for you. I want to see your life absolutely wonderfully blessed. Why don't you drive somebody's Monday morning blues away? Give them a shock by phoning them up and say, hey, did you enjoy that preacher yesterday? You'll say yes.
Hallelujah.
And before you leave, use your telephone to pray on through. Pray God's blessing on your friends, on your people. People going through a tough time, ring them up and say, I'm praying for you. Amen. God wants to bless you. And dare you believe it? He wants to bless everybody else through you. The biggest kick that I get out of life, I do Facebook every day. I've got a website I do every day. 130,000 people have been on that website since 2006. I just put things on to bless people. Not for what I can get out, but what other people can get out. And God's put a well of life inside of you. And he wants his church to grow at a phenomenal rate. Hey, I think this is a fantastic building. When you get it packed out with people singing, you lift the roof. The acoustics are fabulous. And you're going to see every seat filled.
Yes.
Amen. And you're going to be involved in bringing people in. They're getting saved. God said to Abram, when he ain't got a son, in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I'm going to raise up a family through you that will become the most incredible family, and they can't handle Israel today. God's still watching over them. You needn't worry about them because he's looking after them. And this afternoon, friends, I want you to get the spirit of Abram inside of you. Get the spirit of Abram. Say, I am one of Abraham's sons.
Yes.
Amen. I am a believer. I believe in God. I believe in the promises he's made in his word. And they're for me as much as anybody else.
Yes.
And as I read that word, oh, thank God, he says, I'm able to give you much more than this. Really, that, as you go back tomorrow, say, a new program. With greater blessing than I agree with what he says about James. God's hands on him for good. And we've got to believe that. Amen. I believe. God wants to cause his promises to come to pass in your life. Sarah never thought at 90 years of age she'd be nursing her own baby. But it happened. You'll be surprised when God starts to move, what really does start to happen. Amen. Not that some of you retired people are going to become pregnant. I don't wish that on you, but I do pray that somehow your life will break out in a greater front. Yes. In terms of destiny, your future. You know, God has a great future for each one of us. Don't say, it's only me. I'm a mere non-entity. I'm a mere... You're not. You're a son and daughter of the living God.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
And he has destined that good things are going to come forth, and God is going to take you to places where you never thought you'd ever go. I was brought up in a mining village. I worked on the farm. Then I went into Bible college. I found the students much cleverer than what I was. And I nearly came home. God said, I put you here. I finished up as head student. With Donald G, of all people. That's somebody. And then God has led me to pastor 6 big churches. They've all been big churches. Then took me into Bible college to be the dean with Joan. To nurture and nourish young men and women. Called, and some of them, David Prakasam in India, is leading 600 churches in South India. He's opened up in other countries, in Sri Lanka. 3 or 4 years ago, he said, Ernest, he said, can you help me? I want to start 6 new churches in Nepal. And you know, God enabled me in my retirement to raise £2,000 to support 6 new pastors to open 6 new churches in Nepal. Don't tell me it can't be done. It can. Can. Little you, yes, but you've got a big God. A destiny. He said to Joseph, when you're a young man, he said, I'm going to take you to the top. That even your mum and dad and your brothers will have to bow down to you. You'll aspire to a great position. He took him by a strange route, and some of you young men that are being called by God, he takes you by strange routes. Sometimes you can't always understand, but you know you've got a destiny to fulfill. You just hang in there and trust, and you let God outwork things. Joseph, when he was in Egypt, he must have thought, what am I doing here as a slave? He finishes up being the grand manager of Potiphar's home, then finds himself in prison. All his hopes are desolated overnight. But did God fail?
No.
No. He brought him forth to serve his day and generation in an outstanding way. And I said to you, God has called you. He has called you. And he has appointed you and anointed you. And as you keep in lowliness of heart and faith, you will see his dream and purpose being fulfilled. Just be quite confident in the Lord. He's got big things on his agenda. He had big things on his agenda for Joseph. He did for Saul, didn't he? He did for David, took a shepherd boy and made him a king. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. It's time to lay hold of God and say, Lord, whatever you have done for other people, you can do for me. I have good friends in the ministry. They've gone to be with the Lord. I can't understand it. I have at least 6 or 7 pals. And more brilliant preachers than what I am. I say, Lord, why is it you kept me alive till 83? He says, well, I want you at your best. I've got something more for you in your 80s. I had something for Moses in his 80s. I had something for Joshua in his 80s. And you older folk, you don't sit back reclining and say, I've done my work. Rubbish. Rubbish. It's time for you to be renewed. And time to say, I have got a destiny to fulfill. And whatever the Lord has done for me, He is able to give me much more than this. I don't know where Joan and I are going to finish up, because I can be honest. I just know exciting days are ahead of us.
Absolutely, yes.
I don't seek preaching engagements. I've been invited to 6 or 7 churches I've never been to before in this past weeks. So I thought, Lord, you've got something on your agenda.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Come on. Yes, He said to Joshua and said to Moses, I want you to fulfill my destiny. I better go just have a look at my notes. I just went, yeah. So much more in strength and possession. I don't know what you have inherited so far. Joan and I never had any longing for things. We never owned our own house. I'm not jealous of other people out. God has miraculously provided about 5 or 6 homes in our lifetime. Answer to prayer. And the one we live in now is quite fabulous. Our home in Rotherham overlooks the playing fields. We've got a lovely garden, front and back, semi-detached. It was a council house. I used to take a dog onto the playing field 27 years ago. And I looked at this row of houses, and I said to the Lord, I wouldn't mind living in one of those. I'm glad the Lord hears your quiet prayers. You know, 2 or 3 weeks later, my co-pastor received a telephone call from a couple that wanted to come from one of those houses to our church Sunday morning. So I said, I'll go and see them. So I went to see them, and when I went into the house, they'd just moved from Skegness to Rotherham. They'd done a house swap. And it looked in a dilapidated condition. So did the gardens. And when I sat down in the house, it is true. As I sat down, God said, this is your house.
Hallelujah.
And no, my response was, Lord, stop me from coveting. I can honestly say that. He says, but you haven't said it. I've said it.
Yes.
Within a fortnight, we were in it.
Hallelujah.
We'd done an exchange because I'd done all this house where we'd been and the garden, and this older couple were able to move in with carpets and the lot, and we've moved into this house. My son's bought it for £20,000. It's worth over £100,000. And we live in it rent-free.
Hallelujah.
Don't tell me God is interested in things. I believe. I've started believing for other things in my life at this moment. I said, you put the things there, Lord, and I'll believe for them. I don't want to chase after anything that you're not in.
That's right.
But thank God, you see, God wants your strength to increase, that you become a possessor. You're not bewailing, you're always in the doldrums or always in need. Thank God you can step out and things can, like a Joshua, he had 40 years in Egypt, 40 years in the wilderness, he must have been fed up to the teeth. And when Moses died, God said, come on, Joshua. You and Caleb were great guys when everybody was wrong. You believed me. I'm going to give you the strength to lead this people into conquest. You can see all those enemies defeated. You're going to see all those cities and towns taken. Oh, doesn't matter what the political scene is in our country. Or even what they're doing with regard to marriage. They're not the boss. He is. And we need renewing, friends. Don't feed on the stuff that the world feeds you. Feed on God and off God. And you will begin to see marriages saved. Lives changed. And you'll be like a Joshua. You will become an inheritor. Say, Lord, I'm determined to be an inheritor. I'm going to possess what you want me to possess. I'm going to have the best time of my life. I'm going to enjoy your goodness in a way that I have never, ever known before. You know, I feel a spirit of faith in here this afternoon. I do. Something's coming through to you, you know. Take it into the womb of your mind, into the womb of your heart, into the womb. Say, I'm going out of this place 10 times different to what I came in.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to see much, much more. And then also, I love this one. There's one for the ladies. Much more in the time with regard to fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. Do you know God wants you to burgeon forth, as we heard yesterday, to grow and to multiply? And you know, there are two ladies in the Old Testament that must have thought at one time everything was up. I refer to Ruth, her mother-in-law. Both of them were widows. You'd have said, they've got no future. What have they got to expect and anticipate? Put them on the widow's list. Pray and care for them and that's it. Just come along with an encouraging word. But thank God, because Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, had a bit of going. She says, I'm going back home to see if I can even make something better of how things have gone. And she found another woman who had lost her husband. Determined she was going to cut loose and go with her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law said, go back to your kindred, you'll find a husband there. She said, not likely. Where you go, I am going. Your people will be my people. And this is it. And your God will be my God. Do you know, I think heaven must have thrilled at that. Seeing that lonely young widow taking up such a stance, saying, no, I want everybody to pour in their sympathy and their love. She said, no, I'm breaking out of that.
Hallelujah.
I'm of a different mood and mentality. She goes back with her to live there in Bethlehem. And she said, I'll do the honest thing. I'll stay with mother-in-law and go out to work and get the food and such like, whereby she can be looked after. Yes. But you know, God had other plans. When you do the right thing, God will do the right thing.
Yes, hallelujah.
I love the word expectation.
Yes.
I've got a, do you know what my house is called? Serendipity. People don't know what that word means. I didn't at one time. I came across it. It was a word coined by a man 2 centuries ago. And what it actually means is the dip of the unusual into the usual that makes the usual quite outstanding, extraordinary. It contains the element of surprise. Do you like to be surprised? I mean, for good. When something you didn't know was going to happen, happened. I was 83 the other week. I didn't know, but people had planned to have a little party for me. I got a birthday cake at 83. It was a surprise. And we like surprises, don't we? And God is a God of surprise. He likes to do things unusual because he's God. He likes to do things unexpectedly. And Ruth discovers that the man who owned the field that she worked in had fallen in love with her. Yeah. That was a surprise. And when eventually everything turns out, she marries him so that Naomi and her future is all settled. Yes. She went in there with nothing and finished up with everything. Yes. And she became the forerunner of the Messiah.
Yes.
Think of that, a non-entity. She became a woman of untold importance. Hallelujah. The Lord is able to give you much more than this. If there are widows and widowers, you have my sympathy. Great deal. But it isn't over, you know. Thank God the days before you can be the best you've ever had. Amen. Start cheering up, saying, Lord, you know where I live. You know what I need. I need some friends, some pals, and I need to be kept in health and strength and so on. And God will do it for you. Amen. You believe that, brother? The Lord give you the biggest blessing on your life at this time, that you will move into something very choice, and this church will become a treasure to you. Amen. Well, praise God, I've finished. As a preacher, I don't go on over windy. When I finish, you know. The Lord is able to give you much more than this. Just one little final thought, but important. On the day of Pentecost, God showed to the church he could give them much more than they'd ever had before. He decided on the day of Pentecost to flood 120 people with the Holy Spirit, that from that experience, immediately 3,000 people, you won't get them in here, would you? 3,000 people were converted. And then the sick began to be healed. They began to lay the sick in the streets and people were healed. What's going to happen in intake? God said, today, September the 20th, my spirit is still being poured out.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
I still want my people to receive. I keep asking the Lord, even this morning, Lord, fill me anew. Fill me anew.
Yes.
Whatever I've tasted and experienced, Lord, help me to enter into something better.
Yes.
I want you to say with me the text. The Lord is able.
The Lord is able.
To give you
much more than this.
Now turn to somebody at the side of you and say, the Lord is able.
The Lord is able.
To give you much more than this. Now, I've finished. It's red letter day today. Amen. You're celebrating a year of God's goodness. But you've just had a foretaste. You've just been on starters. Now the next 12 months are going to become great in terms of blessing. You're going to move out in faith. Amen. You're going to start to fulfill your destiny. You're going to possess your possessions. You're going to be like a Ruth. Yes, you're going to see sweet success. And you're going to enter into the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Are you with? I know you're with me. Come on, stand to your feet. I'm not going to ask you to come out. I'm going to ask you to lift your hands. I'm going to ask you to say, Lord, will you give me a double portion of your blessing, that from this day forward, I will never, ever be the same again. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Say, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we praise you. Let's give him a good clap offering. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We praise you. Amen. Lord, I believe. I believe your word will do its work. There's nothing for me to add to make it bigger or better. You will work your word in the mind, the heart and the will of your people, so that this church here in the ensuing month will just leap off into greatness and blessing. And we will be careful to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Wow. What a word. Come on, church. Let's do it. Amen. Let's do it. Amen. Let's rejoice in what God's done and what God is going to do. You know, like he says, we're on the starting blocks. You know, come on. The gun's ready to go off spiritually. You know, the gun's ready to go off. Bang. And when the gun goes off, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, there we go. Hallelujah. Praising God, rejoicing and seeing the power of God moving. Oh, Lord, bless the people. Shake them and stir them. Hallelujah. Bring them, Lord. Bring them in. Hallelujah. Bring the glory, oh God. Bring it in, oh God. Hallelujah. We will give you the praise. We will give you the glory. Hallelujah. We will bow the knee to the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve. A mighty God. You can get excited if you want. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Yes, come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh. Oh, are you ready, are you? Are you ready for the starter's blocks, are you? Hallelujah. Praise God forever and ever. You know, that young man there that just shouted, yes! Stand up. A few Wednesday nights ago, there were a little group of us in here, and we were just worshipping God. He's in his football kit, and he walked past, and he hears singing. So he walks in, football boots, football shorts, and comes and sits down. Here he is again. Hallelujah. He's not yet shared his testimony fully with us, but you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were brought up a Muslim. And he went to his teachers and asked about, who's this Jesus? They didn't want to tell him. They didn't want him to know. But Jesus came to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now he started to follow the Lord Jesus. And he's brought him to us. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, brother. You'll share your testimony soon. I know you will. Glory to God. So exciting. We have such a future. We have such an inheritance. There's such a treasure chest. You're coming back, aren't you? Oh, hallelujah. I have been encouraged and so blessed. Hallelujah. You know, there's times when you can be giving out so much, giving out and giving out. And you know, to be encouraged and to be blessed and just, I've been renewed today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How are you doing? You doing good? Yes. Amen. I mean, just to be with the friends and just to fellowship on Jesus. You know, oh, taste and see. Oh, that the Lord is good. Oh, and he is good. You know, laugh, rejoice. You know, he says, the joy of the Lord is your strength, you know. Hallelujah. You'll be able to spiritually pick up things that you've never been able to pick up before because of the strength of the Lord that is in you, because of that joy that is in you. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say, rejoice! Hallelujah! Amen! Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Oh, bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Father, we just thank you for this word, and we just pray, oh God, that, Lord, it would continue to burn within our spirits. That, Lord, as we heard your word speak to us, Lord, we were quickened within us. Lord, as the disciple says, when he broke the bread, it was revealed to them. Lord, continue to reveal yourself to us, oh God, we pray. In fact, Lord, we pray you would reveal yourself constantly, daily to us, that we would live in your presence and know your anointing on each and every one of us, Father. And Father, I pray, Lord, for your strength and your blessing to continue on our brother and sister Ernest and his dear lovely wife, oh God, as she, Lord, is coming to that full recovery. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you've done in her. We thank you, Lord, for that great move of God, that healing power. And we give you the glory, for we know, Lord, their work is not yet finished. Hallelujah. They've just begun. Hallelujah. And we give you praise and we thank you, Lord, that they're here with us today. We thank you, Father, for your graciousness to them. And, Lord, we just want to bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. Amen.